a thought I want to share with you, which I feel is from the Lord this evening before we continue to pray. And it's a thought about Abraham, the father, really of faith, as the scripture calls him, the patriarch of the nation of Israel, and of course, the one from whose loins came our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, God made him a promise, not in his strength, but in his weakness, not when it was possible, but when it was impossible. And Romans chapter 4, beginning at verse 17, says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. In other words, God gave him an impossible promise. It could not be fulfilled in any amount of natural strength, planning, strategy. There was no way this promise could be fulfilled. And I love verse 18 of Romans 4. It says, who, speaking of Abraham, of course, contrary to hope, in hope believed. In other words, hope has a limit. And contrary to what hope provides, he went beyond what hope can give, beyond our definition of hope. And it says, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. Remember, the Lord took him outside and showed him the stars of heaven. It says, this is what I'm going to do through your life. And if you can count them, you could count the number of descendants that you're going to have. Of course, he had no way of knowing that God was also showing him the church of Jesus Christ, multiples of millions of people throughout the world and throughout history that were going to come through this simple act of one man believing God. Remember, we talked again this evening. I feel the Lord's got that theme on my heart. It's one person who believes God. He doesn't need a multitude. It's not in the volumes. We could put 100,000 people in the streets praying, and we've come close to that one time in the past, but it's not in numbers. It's not about that. It's about somebody who believes God. And here's God found a man who simply believed him. It says, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old. In other words, there was the capability to reproduce in him was gone. He knew that. Nor did he consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. In other words, God gave a promise that your descendants are going to be more than the stars in the sky for multitude. And yet now it wasn't just hope plus, it was hopeless now. There was no way this could be happening in the natural. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith. Actually, the original King James, I think, says he didn't stagger at the promise, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he, that is God, had promised he was able to perform. And so my question to you tonight is, are you fully convinced? Are you fully convinced that you can be free? Are you fully convinced that your life can be used for the glory of God? Are you fully convinced that he's going to bring your children home and he's going to save them no matter how far they have strayed or how much distress is in your home? Are you fully convinced that he will raise you up and make you the man or woman of God that he has destined you to be, even though when you look in the mirror, it looks impossible in the natural? Or you look and say, well, God, my best days are behind me. Or maybe 10 years ago that could have happened, or 20 years ago, but look at me now. Don't you understand what family I come from? Don't you understand how I was raised? Weren't you there during the early years of my life when I was told all these things that I would never be? God says, I don't want you to look at that. I want you to look at me. The one who created this universe out of nothing but the word of his mouth is now speaking to you and I and saying, are you willing to be rich in faith? Are you willing to believe that I can lift you up out of wherever you are and make you whatever I choose to make you and do whatever I said I'm going to do in your life? God, give us the power not to stagger in unbelief. God, give us the power to believe you again. That out of weakness we could be made strong. That out of nothing you could become everything. That our song would not be of ourselves but be of you. That you could take us one more time as you did the 120 in the original church, and you could bring us out knowing our own weakness, but having fully embraced the strength of God, speaking the things that God has promised into our hearts as if they are already a reality. This is the cry of my heart, that in this generation we would not draw back in unbelief. For this is an occasion for the greatest glory, perhaps, in the history of the world to be brought to the name of Jesus Christ. We have all the testimony of history, the testimony of Scripture. But if we don't believe, it's worthless to us. It's not that it's worthless, but to us, it bears no fruit. It bears no life. And so tonight, I'm going to ask you to pray something very, very special. Those that are online with us this evening as well. That I would not stagger through unbelief. God, you would fill my heart with faith. Give me the courage to rise up. What did Abraham do? He just got up and started walking towards the promise that God gave him. And he made mistakes along the way. We all do. But God was faithful because he believed beyond hope that God, what God promised him, God had the power to perform. And that made him the father of faith. I believe that with all my heart. I believe that we can see an awakening in this nation that will stagger us. I believe that God can do something that will cause us to dance in the streets. As Pastor William said before we went into this meeting tonight, we could dance so powerfully to make David the king look shy. I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. I refuse to draw back and be governed by circumstance, and be governed by statistics, and be governed by naysayers. I refuse to draw back when God is still on the throne. There are mighty men and women of God that are hearing my voice tonight. God has called you. That's all you need. You don't need anything else. You have him. He called you. And he will do through you what needs to be done. I want to pray tonight together. God, please help us that we would not draw back in unbelief, especially now. Too many lives depend on it now. And I speak to those that are with us online this evening. And you're not called just to get out of whatever you're into. God's calling you into something. He called Abraham out of what he was familiar with, and he called him into something he was unfamiliar with. And God's calling you out of captivity, out of a sense of hopelessness in your life, your home, your family, your community. And he's calling you into something that will glorify his name. You're fighting in your community just to survive. And you don't yet know that God has called you to be the voice that will draw your community to him. Do you understand the call of God on your life is much deeper than you realize? If I could, I'd go through this camera tonight into your kitchen and shake you. Do you understand who God is? Do you understand what God does? Do you understand that he takes the weak things of this world to confound those things that are strong in their own strength? Do you understand that the thought that you're always going to live in this spiritual poverty is a lie? It's a lie from hell itself. When God's Spirit comes upon you, there's no limit to what he can do through your life. There is no limit whatsoever. And all throughout history, people have discovered it, and we're about to discover it again in our generation. By the grace of Almighty God, by the grace of Almighty God, we will not draw back. We will not stagger in unbelief. We'll not be governed by the circumstances of our day or the bad news on every horizon. We're going to be governed by the Word of God, by the testimony of Christ, the testimony of Scripture and history, governed by the fact that God has called us to pray for a divine reason.